Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. So here's the question. Why can't Jay Leno stop injuring himself? And we're not talking about anything. There's some pretty bad things that are happening to him. Recently, he suffered a black eye and facial bruising after he fell down a hill and hit his head on a rock. So he was spotted Monday night in Beverly Hills with this eye patch and bruising on the side of his face.
Arr, matey.
And he fell down.
Doing some jaywalking tonight.
At a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to take a shortcut to a restaurant rather than walk down a winding path.
I think I got him talking about it. Let me see.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill. I said, "I got, where's a good place to eat?" Oh, the bottom of this. Throwing out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to walk about a mile and a half around. I said, "Well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill." Down! And then I fell down the hill, hit my head on a rock, knocked me in the eye. Well, I did the show, and then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital. Well, it was only a couple hours before the show. It's not that big a deal. Yeah, well, the great thing about this age, you don't learn by your mistakes. You just keep doing the same stupid thing.
You think that's the truth, or maybe Eubanks dotted his eye for him?
Oh, Kim.
Yeah, gave him a sucker punch.
Carol Shelby came by, punched him in the face. I think he's dead.
I got to show you the picture.
Well, not only that, Jay Leno severely burned his hands and face while he was working on a car in a garage about 2 years ago. And last year, he suffered several broken bones when he got knocked off his motorcycle. He's 74 years of age, so we might want to be careful.
Yeah, he got a completely brand new ear.
That's cool.
After his
bionic ear.
They grow it on a pig?
See, I don't know how they...
Remember, they can grow human ears on pigs now. Or rats. I forget. Rats or pigs?
It was on the back of the lab rat, right?
Yeah, a rat. They grew a human ear. I was like, oh, wow. I hope you won the science fair with that. That's pretty interesting. I made a volcano one time.
I can't find a picture to justify. It looked worse on the video. He was staying at it. What surprised people about the story is he was staying at a Hampton Inn.
Oh, he lives cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he lives very cheap. Or not cheap, but just lives wise. And,
Never
he's frugal.
Yeah, he never spent his TV money. And he was making $25 million a year.
Lived off his stand-up comedy money. But also, do you ever have kids?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
And all those cars. Well, this may gross you out.
You think he ever tagged Mavis in the back of one of those cars out in the warehouse?
I would.
Oh, wow, you're a lesbian now.
Not Mavis.
I've always been a fan. Like, it seemed like when he did bits, he really tried to...
Oh, yeah.
I
would just say, hey, let's do it in the Ferrari tonight.
He got vilified by Letterman.
Why?
Yeah, that whole situation.
But also the Conan thing, too. But
yeah.
That wasn't flowing as good. I mean, I know he's over huge with younger, maybe even millennials. I don't know, like Conan, but...
I don't know why Conan was mad. He wasn't pulling the numbers.
No.
It's not like Leno went to the network and said, you know, put me back on. Yeah, they were begging him to come back.
Yeah, he was really kind of made out to be a prick during all that stuff, and he never seemed that way.
That's when late night was like, that was
the
time.
Yeah, it was hot, and people actually watched it.
Now they go in there and cry because their candidate didn't win.
I haven't watched a late night TV show in a long time.
It's nothing worth watching. If you see an interview, you're going to look up the person.
I can't even tell you what's on network TV because I don't watch TV. It's terrible.
Paige watched snuff films on deep internet.
Yes.
I must be this hardcore person.
She watches 8mm. The Machine.
Yeah.
I watched the Zapruder film again last night.
Again. I had nothing better to do. Actually, I haven't turned on the TV in a week.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just don't watch TV.
Mine don't go off.
In fact, when I went
it's probably
to
burn
when
out.
I went to watch that fight was at a bar.
Uh-oh. Well, you better not say which one it is. Netflix gonna sue them.
They're gonna come after them.
No, it was.
Remember UFC? They sent people here because Greenville was one of their top viewed markets.
I know a girl that lived in Greer that was her job for I don't know how long, maybe less than a year, but she would go to bars and find out if they were watching the UFC and report it back to Mandalay. Yeah. I think
Are
it was Mandalay.
Serious?
Narc them out.
Yeah,
that was
her job.
Chief Narc.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a her day, five, 9 to 5, but it was, you know.
That's kind of cool.
It's like being a promo girl, except you're not there sell drinks. You're there just snooping.
Remember those girls? They show up at our events. I'm a promo girl, which means I wake up at 3 p.m.
I can't bash that.
I have 18 roommates.
Well,
I've been a fragrance model.
I would have been a promo boy if I'd had the looks for it, if they'd allowed it.
I stood out by cars at car shows. I've done everything from.
Hey, you want a beer? You want to buy a beer?
Oh, yeah. Promo man, that would have worked.
You gonna do a shot off me?
Hey, buddy, can we open that for you? We'll take a picture.
Can you imagine, you guys?
She makes $20 an hour, but she works 2 hours a week.
Uh huh.
I don't know why you think it's funny if you two were driving around a golf cart trying to give out.
Yeah, why can't we be Bev boys?
Bev boys.
You boys look thirsty. I see you swinging them clubs.
What's up?
Let's come over here and get a beer.
There's some ladies. Let's go. Let's go talk to them. Hey, yeah, we're good on beer, thanks a lot. Me and my partner are just fine.
Hey, you want a claw? I got claws back here. I got more claws than a freaking bear.
Dude, look who's coming over the hill right there. It's the Twisted Ooh. Lemon Tea guy. They're there throwing another party.
Ooh, there he is. He's the beverage boy. He's so hot.
You're not giving us tips? Dude, we're wearing our tanks out here. We're going to get blistered, and you're not even tipping.
I got short shorts.
I like the one that has a beard. And nobody can figure out which one you're talking about.
I got push-up boxers. You guys don't even know.
Push-up boxers.
Pushes my balls up to the front of the shorts.
Makes his voice deeper, too. It's weird.
Well, you guys want a beer? I mean, I got wine coolers. I got beer. I got,
you got sandwiches. We got some sucking blows.
I didn't mean to sound like Beetlejuice on a beer cart. You got a sucking blows. We got some wine. We got some coolers. We got anything you want to drink, man.
Oh, my God. Please make that happen.
Bring back the golf tournament just once. Don't do it on a Monday.
You can be beverage boys.
All just right. Change it up a little bit. It's a ladies-only tournament, straight ladies. And
we can't do that.
Well, I'm saying I want to make it as, like, I want to give the women the thing that guys have been given at all these golf tournaments. We, hot bev cart people.
Yeah, will you wear shorts and drive around shirtless?
I'll go with it, no clothes on.
Remember we were going to have a hole.
I wear party balls only.
Okay.
That you could get like a mini lap dance at the hole. It ended up not happening.
What?
But that was the idea.
That was not our idea either, oddly enough. That was not our idea.
They got nixed.
It was not a good idea to do offer mini lap dances at, because the guys guys was pinning off hundreds saying, well, here, just get on the cart with us. Let's go. Like, what are you thinking, buddy? It was a short little lap dance for Charity.
Yeah. Yep.
That was her name, I believe, Charity.
You better learn to twerk.
Girl, you better twerk.
I think she was going to, actually. That was the other part of the idea. You know, the flagpole sticking out of the golf hole was going to be a pole that was somehow going to be strong enough to hold her, but, it's a golf hole. So I don't know how it was going to work, but that was the concept.
Does anybody go to strip clubs anymore?
Because they remember they used to ask us, hey, what do you guys like for these holes? You got any hole ideas for the tournament? I was like, yeah, actually.
Well, the one idea was like you have to do a certain kind of shot. It was a difficult, not like I'm talking about like a liquor shot, but then, yeah, we can't really do that. We can't serve. So what if we get these, you remember when you're in school right before the prom, they'd come out there and they'd say, hey, put on these glasses. That's what it looks like when you're drinking. Yeah. They're called drunk goggles. You got to put those on and hit the ball. Huh? The same thing, right?
I love it.
Those things were maniacal to put on. Like I've driven drunk, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's not I'm kidding. Total joke. Actually, I'm not gonna lie to you. I have and I never will again. Honest to God, I won't. I've done that many years ago. Prior to being a father. But here's the thing. You put on them things and it's like putting on Froggy's bifocals from Little Rascals, like the thickest glasses, and it's like you're tripping acid or something. Yeah, it's almost like I'd like to have a pair just to sit around and trip on.
What a reference,
Froggy.
Yeah, I imagine some 15-year-old kids. What is Little Rascals?
What the hell is Little Rascals? You get you know what? I say okay to that, Buckwheat.
You're missing out, buddy. Spanky, Stymie, and everybody.
All the others. Alfalfa.
Did I mention that Pizza Hut is selling something different? They're selling pizza flavored wine made with tomatoes instead of grapes. Does that make you sick?
Ah, are the tomatoes roasted?
Tomatoes are a fruit.
They say it captures the essence of your favorite slice in every sip.
Who wants some meat lover's wine?
Oh.
And they're selling.
That actually. That's my go-to pizza.
375 milliliter half bottles.
Yeah?
For $25.
Wow. That should be about that price.
It just kind of turns my stomach, but it might be good. I don't know.
Pizza-flavored wine?
Yeah.
I don't think
it would
smell good.
There are things you don't mix. You can't do that, like sweet and
savory. Yeah, but you know what? Again, I never, in my wildest dreams, thought about eating bacon and drinking bourbon, and did that last year at the festival.
Yeah, that's a good mix.
That was good. Welcome little thing.
That kind of makes sense. And then you know, I was kind of grossed out with pineapple on pizza, but it's actually really good.
Yeah, the Hawaiians did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up here in January locally, the Bourbon and Bacon Fest.
I thought you were talking about Hawaiian Pizza Festival.
Oh, no. That don't seem like a good mix to me. Pineapple chunks on a pizza.
You know, it's kind of unexpected, and it's weird. You feel like, wow, am I pregnant right now? Because this tastes really good to me. It seems like something only a pregnant woman would eat. But
Tootsie Roll pizza would be good, but not that.
Ooh. Do you like chocolate chip pizza from, like, I'll tell you the best
the
in the
dessert?
World. It's freaking
fine.
Pizza Inn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Like it tastes like cookies.
If you've
right?
worked there before, tell me like how to make that like butter paste or whatever that is. That stuff is
the
awesome.
The Pizza Inn and
almost cut.
You almost did. The Pizza Inn in Pickens, South Carolina was and it still might be top notch. I haven't been in a long time, but that was the go to.
The one in TR had the perfect, because sometimes I feel like some of the locations would bring the chocolate chip pizza out a little early. Maybe the dough or crust wasn't fully good. The one in TR, it was baked to perfection.
Hey, little Matt Man's out there waiting on the chocolate pizza.
Little Matt Man needs his dough.
He's going to make a quesadilla out of that one, ain't he? He's going to flip it over. I've watched him do it before.
Remember CC's?
They always said hello to me when I went in there. I felt special.
The one thing that they will, well, the two things they'll wait for is the hot cheese bread and then the cinnamon little rolls.
People sitting there with their,
They would rush to the freaking buffet. And you'd always have some fat ass bigger than me that would take all the cheese bread.
Well, I'm taking it to my mom and daddy at the table.
Stupid ass.
They need to come up here too. This is ridiculous. I'm not a fan of buffets.
Like they only make it every 7.5 minutes. Maybe I can get one on this round. Maybe you don't have to take it all back. You freaking blob.
And plus,
you blob in a bra.
It's Sunday at 12:30. Make like 18 of them at once. You know they're going to get eight. Eating.
Do your prep.
Like you don't, I mean, look, you could take all of, you know, space from the garden bar.
Yes.
Or whatever pasta you got laying out. And put some more cheese bread out there.
Yeah. Nobody going to touch that rigatoni. You know. Anybody going to mess with a rigatoni.
Nope.
It's overcooked, I guess.
Did my Chris Rock for the day.
Well, I'm
there with a rigatoni.
And there's your Rice Guys headline.
Paige, thanks so much. We'll take a little break here. We're going to come back. We're going to do more Rice Guys. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets. And we got to tell you about a very rare studio appearance is going to happen tomorrow morning. Very rare studio appearance tomorrow morning. I can't believe we hadn't said it yet. I completely forgot. It's that big of a damn deal. That didn't make any sense, did it? Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I got to legally ask you, you sure you want to do this? Do it live on the radio?
Yeah,
you definitely. Gave us the number and all that stuff, and
I know you don't like it, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
I have to, because people like it's one thing TV has. If their faces are on there, their little screen would pop up and say, "That's Barry Jr." Under parentheses, oh, yeah. He doesn't like the Jr. though. And then you've got Barry. He's like, "Oh God, hurry up!" And then he's like, "There's Barry Sr. Dad." Democrat, whatever. All right, here
Democrat.
Here we go. We're going to dial the number. Talk to him as you would, and here we go, okay?
Okay.
If he cusses for whatever reason, we'll dump out on that. That means we'll throw you on hold, but hold on. Here we go. Live radio. Okay. I still get nervous after all these years, Paige. I'm sitting here just combing my beard with my fingers.
You're groping.
Leave a message.
Oh, it's going straight to voicemail.
Make sure I got the right one.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
They are.
I mean, it's 7:30. Dad's probably been up 3-4 hours, probably. Who knows? That's the thing. They won't. They get up. I guess they say, well, you know what? I ain't got many years left, maybe, and I want to get up. And why sleep?
They go to bed earlier.
My mom's a night owl. I mean, she will. Yes.
She stays up all night?
She knows the nightly. Oh, here we go. Good luck, BJ. Or
hello.
Hey, Dad. What's
hello?
Up?
Oh.
Hey,
hello?
Dad. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Junior. Hey, what? Hang on a second. I think something's wrong with my phone. Your name didn't. It just says your name didn't pop up. It says private on the ID thing. Hang on a second. Anyway, sorry. Oh, okay. That's weird.
Well, I mean, I reset my phone last night, so I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, so how you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm good. I just... Dad, I need to talk to you about Thanksgiving. Okay. That's kind of why I'm calling you.
Okay, cool. What's up?
It's obviously it's less than 2 weeks away, and
It's a couple. What is it?
Well,
it's next Thursday. Yeah. Next Thursday. Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay. Well, yeah. Well, we'll see you then. That sounds good. All right.
But that's the thing is like, I don't think we're going to be able to make it.
Wait, why? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you always come to Thanksgiving. What are you talking about? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I know she's gonna think that. Is Don bringing that crap? That one of those weird casseroles again? You don't worry about that. I just won't eat it.
We're not gonna be able to make it this year.
Why? You know, hang on a second. Is it your work? I mean, you never miss Thanksgiving. Your mom loves you love your mom's food too. Tell your work you got to have the day off. That's all.
Yeah, no, it's not work. It's like not work related. It's just, with everything going on with like the election and Don, it's just.
Oh, come on. You me, give me that. So what? She's afraid to be around a couple of Democrats for a few hours. No. We're not going to bite her. Or anything,
I mean,
we'll be fine.
I know that. Like, it's not like that, It's just Don's like really into this stuff, and I just don't want there to be like any tension.
It's a tension. I mean, well, there's always a little tension at Thanksgiving, right? No. Look, just because your mom and I didn't vote for the orange guy, I mean, we'll be fine. She'll be fine. It's all,
Yeah, but
it is.
It's more than that, though. It's like she's like passionate about this, and you guys, like...
What? We guys what? Well, listen, just because I don't have time to wear, well, I don't, conspiracy theories, wear a red hat, no, I mean, just because of that, come on.
I voted for him too, Dad, okay? I voted for him too. And...
Whoa, hey, wait, what? What?
Like, I really don't want to make it a thing. I just really don't want to make it a thing, okay?
Okay, I got you. You want me to hang on with that? Okay, yeah. So you told me you voted for him. I get that, son. I'll play along with that. You know, I understand what you got to do there. Sure, I'll tell him. I'll go along with that. You voted for him, for her. She'll believe it.
Yeah, I did. I voted for him, and, you know, you and Mom.
Wait, hold it. Hey, buddy, are you telling me you voted for him, really? I mean, hey, wait a minute. After everything we talked about, you still voted for him? Really?
Yeah, I mean, you guys basically told me how to vote. Mom is, like, all about the women's choice or whatever. A woman's body is her choice. I don't know. This is my vote. I made my choice.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, you're telling me because you'd be ashamed to tell me to face me because of this, huh?
No, that's not it. That's not it.
What? Oh my God, I can't believe. Okay, wait a minute. What is this, huh? You afraid I'll tell you the truth? That you've been sucked into her world so deep you can't even think for yourself anymore, huh?
No, not like that. It's not like that, Don.
BS. You know what? All right, fine. Junior, can't believe. All right, don't come. All right, fine. Neither of you. You want to spend Thanksgiving with your passionate girlfriend and wear a red hat and do it? Fine. That's fine.
Dad,
we'll deal with it.
Please don't do this. Like, we're on the radio right now.
What's up, Dad? Junior? I mean, Barry Senior. Good morning.
Daddy.
We're live on the radio right now. So please don't, because this is the Rise Guys morning show. Good morning.
What? The Rise of what, guys? What? Hey, what the?
Please don't cuss. We're real on live radio. The Rise Guys.
Yeah, we're live, Dad.
I don't know what that is. What is... is this some kind of prank call?
They're down in Greenville.
Greenville, what? Yes. We're down in Greenville, South Carolina. We broadcast all around the South.
Oh, this is great. Right. So you're calling to piss off a dad on the radio?
No, it's not a prank, though. Like, we're really on the radio, and Barry, your son, Barry Jr., and Dawn are really not coming to Thanksgiving. Like, that's real.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's a prank. Wait a minute.
This is real.
You mean you... Wait, no, this is not... Is it a prank or not a prank? Did you
really on the radio
Trump
right now.
What? Wait, no, wait. Did he vote for Trump? You know what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Or is it a joke?
Dad, I did. It's not... I'm not lying about this. I did.
Okay, well, this is great. Oh, you guys think this is entertaining, huh? Huh? You listen to this trash?
Oh, wow.
Your kids to call their parents and insult them. Look, I don't think it's funny. I don't think people think it's funny. You guys are... It was Green. Oh, yeah, Green. Yeah, you guys are probably Trumpers too, right? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You don't have to insult them. Like, I emailed them to come on the show. Like, so just letting you know, like, we're not going to be there. Like,
okay, fine. This is...
It's not a game where we...
You know what? This is unbelievable.
Oh, he hung up, Junior. He's gone.
God bless, dude. Your dad is so dramatic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you worked him up really good.
Wow. Wow, man. You good, Barry?
Junior.
Paige.
So he hung up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
He hung up.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I didn't know he was going to hang up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
You okay?
I mean, yeah, I'm fine. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just like, you know, he's like being so dramatic about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to hang out. Sorry about that, guys.
He's got a week to simmer on it, so.
Where is, so when would you, are you going to tell Dawn, or is what I'm wondering, and I'm being told by 100 texts to ask, is Dawn with you right now?
She is.
Oh.
But, she pop on the phone?
Please, please.
They want to know if you want to, like, come on the phone. Like, they want to know if you want to be on the call.
Just a second.
Come on.
Nah, guys, she's not down. She doesn't want to do this.
Come on.
She doesn't want to get into this.
Well,
sorry, guys.
Don't say sorry. Man.
She's splitting up the family. She can't come on.
No, she's not. This guy right here. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at the dude, you're being invited to so many people's Thanksgiving dinners right now. Like, seriously, if you don't have, you and Dawn Jr. don't have, I'm not Dawn Jr. Damn it. I'm sorry. She's,
women can't be juniors.
She'll hear this in 8 seconds and she's going to get mad, so watch out. But,
I mean, if they want to be the king.
Dawn, regular. Yeah, a bunch of people are inviting y'all to a very safe Trump Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, we'll take these numbers down for you if you want to pick one to go to it. My Lord. I ain't got plans, y'all. Invite me to yours. All right.
Hopefully you can work it out. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord.
Over politics.
He went crazy. I want to say what town y'all live in now, but that wouldn't be fair to do. But it's at, you can about figure it out. You heard the way he said, oh, Greenville, I should have known. I mean, crap.
It's becoming a common thing.
What's wrong with that? We pick winners.
Time of year.
All right. Barry, thank you, sir. I hope whatever you do and everything with Dawn and everything works out and you'll have a happy Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the different ones, okay?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You got it. Hang 10. He sounds like a surfer. He really does. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right. The dad, he's still there.
Laughing.
I hang up on him. I mean, I don't hang up
hang
on him.
Up on hang up on Junior.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios here. And did you just put your headphones on backwards, Paige?
I did.
Oh, wow. She was like this, dude.
Well, she was.
Who was the guy on Star Trek New Generation?
LeVar Burton.
Yeah. That's what Paige is like. Hey, where did everybody go? Where is everyone? It's not the light.
Every kid did that because they got their mom's little hair thing and put it across their eyes.
Yeah, the banana clip. You could
tell me what. Nevertheless, it is time to say, hey, famous people born today, the 20th of November. Happy birthday.
Or. Suck it.
Double suck.
In her defense, she was busy roasting somebody on TV.
Yes, she was.
Very vile words.
That was terrible, and I forgive myself for that.
She was implicating him into certain oral activities.
I know. Like, the Lord died on the cross for that sin you just committed. I don't know that he is cool with that. Nevertheless.
Wouldn't have liked that one. I give you a hint. We're starting pretty older on the scale here. Let's start with Joel McHale, former tight end for the Washington Huskies.
This is odd.
Was host of Soup.
Most recently, the update of Tiger King, I think, was his big thing.
He does if you ever watch The Bear, he's really good on The Bear.
Yeah, I love that show.
But he sucks in everything else. Like, he's stupid shows. Community was good. But that other show where he's animal control.
Those shows have the same cookie cutter thing. Like, Parks and Rec, I enjoyed that show. But if it's like, you know how there's people too into Parks and Rec?
Yeah, they are.
That style. And now there's this new doctor's show that's like based on The Office, or it's from the writers of The Office.
Ain't gonna be good.
It's going to be the same crap. It's just going to be a new Dwight Schrute.
Waiting for the Pit. That's going to be the good doctor show.
53.
52.
God. Joel McHale is 53 years old.
Hey.
You nailed it.
You cheated.
Hey.
He was in the service. I believe the Navy, in fact, right?
We don't have to be too long without music, and this guy came up the other day.
Oh, Mike D.
It is Mike D's birthday because Ad Rock already had a birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was Michael Diamond's birthday. Look, without Beastie Boys, you don't know about LL Cool J.
No. They don't know about none of them without Rick Rubin, though.
I think Rubin told him, hey, go through these demos and see what's good. And they found LL.
I'm going to say, is it a big one? His birthday.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not.
58.
59.
He is 59 years old. Their documentary was good, the one that was on Apple. I forgot the name of it, but I mean, they pretty much say they're not going to do anything without old McKay.
Well, McKay, but, you know, anything that he ever did when he... I shouldn't say that. I don't know that that's true. I just, like, their music swayed over to, like, Tibet stuff, where it was just, like, all the activism about Tibet,
yeah.
And that the music changed a little bit. But that was his calling. I mean, he wanted to help him.
It's like... people have that knock against rage, like, man, the music's cool, but a little... political, you know, kind of,
but it's
pull back a little.
But it's what, remember we'd always say, like, we'd see people in clubs or at concerts, whatever, singing that song. It's like, man, y'all don't know what they really wrote that song about. You wouldn't be that into it right now. I know how you vote.
You don't know who Mamiya Guan is, and do you want him to be free?
Come with it now. Paige is wearing a free Che Guevara shirt right now. I will say,
oh, you already got it,
that I was correct.
This lady, you may know her as Ray Finkel.
Laces Out.
Laces Out. Sean Young, who, by all accounts, had a real promising career, but kind of got derailed by her,
drug use?
No, I think it was, I don't know what it was. I don't think it was drugs. I think she was just, like, really a pain in the ass.
Oh.
And people didn't want to work with her. There was something she pulled out of that was huge, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man.
But she, I mean, she had a lot of roles. She had more roles than me.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
She had more roles than a Pillsbury phone book.
Than a... Oh,
I can't
wow,
say the
I
other
can't
one.
Say the other one. I know, almost I did it.
I had to morph it.
Phone book?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's one of my favorite go-to jokes.
The heart. Paige, you go first on this one, since I've done so well.
67?
69.
I mean, I might have mispronounced it. I apologize. Sean Young.
Sean Young.
65 years old today.
Wow.
This lady, perfect 10. She was then. She might
Bo
not be
Derek?
Now. It is Bo Derek's birthday. Bo Derek. They didn't space it out. It says Bo Derek.
I can remember my father saying that it was the, and I don't even know if what she had was this, but he's like, Matthew, that's the only woman that can wear dreadlocks. Oh, no, wait a minute. The only white woman that can wear white dread. The only white woman that can get dreadlocks and look right. Whatever he said.
She has a pretty eyes.
Like, Matthew's the only white woman that won't be culturally misappropriated for having dreadlocks.
I just like that one scene in that movie where she's on
the
beach. Slow motion, like Chariots of Fire. Into the arms of Dudley Moore or something. Bo Derek.
Oh, Arthur.
73. 74.
Bo Derek is 68. I thought she passed away.
Oh, no.
Definitely did not.
Look how hot she was in Tommy Boy.
God, I forgot.
God, boy, she was.
I got to go back and rewatch it. Richard, what'd you do?
The freaking deer scene still rules.
The car door in the gas station parking lot.
Oh, God.
This gentleman joined the Eagles late in the game.
Don Fry. Glenn Fry. Damn it. Don Fry played for the Gamecocks.
Glenn's no longer with us.
Oh.
This gentleman brought a little credibility to the band as far as the rock and roll attitude.
Timothy B. Schmidt?
Oh, no. He was quite the partier. He drank a lot.
You.
His song Rocky Mountain Way.
Yeah. Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh's birthday today.
I saw him with Stevie Nicks. It's really good.
I used to watch the show where they looked for missing children.
They were together for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. I think they really liked each other. Like, that was their, like, missed love in life.
This is another song that my husband used to like to play on the guitar.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I usually don't like good cover songs, but the Godsmack version of this song is really good. Uh-huh. I like it. It's also a very sexy song.
It is. Maybe that's why you like to play it all the time.
Godsmack's cover of Bye 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 is really good, too.
Ooh. 81.
Oh, geez. 82.
Joe Walsh is 77 years old today.
Dad, blame it.
I think I know the answer to this, but I might not know the answer.
That means it suck it.
The current president of your United States, Joe Biden, his birthday today. Now, you could use a point.
I can use a point?
Yeah. I don't know if you got one yet, have you?
Yeah, I did. I got the one you were surprised I got.
But this is the point you really want. This is a presidential point. Counts double. I'm going to start keeping track of these.
That should ultimately end in the punishment.
If you Something's going to happen.
You lose birthdays.
Oh, God.
86?
85.
Joe Biden is 82 years old today. And I can still hear Dana Carvey in my head now.
Double punish.
Not going to die.
Just, no, you know, I'm being serious.
I'm being serious. You know, that's a great observation Dana Carvey has had with that character is, it's like when Biden talks now, he doesn't believe anybody listening is going to believe him. He's like, I'm serious. I'm serious. I swear to God. I'm serious. I mean it. Like, that's a good observation of him.
Dick Smothers. It's his birthday today.
Why is that so funny?
That just sounds like a porn star.
That's his Xbox handle.
Xbox handle.
That's Paige's Christmas wish list.
That's my gamer tag. That's how she wants to die.
What the hell?
Ah, Lord. Let's see. From the Smothers Brothers. God bless. I have no idea. Let's just go with 88 for fun.
90.
Oh, Paige's favorite wrestling move. Dick Smothers is 86 years old today. We got some happy
heavies. It's kind of like the thing Rikishi would do. That was Butt Smothers.
It was. It was a cousin. Happy heavenly birthday to Super Dave Osborne, a.k.a. Marty Funkhauser on Curb. Bob Einstein would be 82.
And a brilliant mind that just never really got his just due.
Even did.
Letterman, like, used him and, like, just threw him away.
Larry David's buddy. Family Feud host, used to make out with everybody.
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, he would have been 92.
That seems about right.
He seemed old in the 70s. His sons just got appointed to Trump's cabinet.
Richard Dawson's son?
No, this guy here.
Oh.
Junior's daddy.
Ken Griffey?
RFK Sr.
Oh.
Would have been 99 today.
No, he wouldn't.
That movie, Emilio Estevez, I forgot about it, was pretty good, about the assassination of RFK.
Is really? Another one?
Boy, this was old, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was good. And Dwayne Allman. Allman Brothers, yeah. Would have been 78 years old today.
My God.
He's gone. Dickie Betts is gone. Greg's gone, right?
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Which one was married to Cher? Greg?
Greg, yeah. Elijah Blue's daddy.
Elijah Blue, yeah.
Looks just like him, too.
That's going to be my second question. Good job.
Did you see Cher yesterday? Well, we were here, but she's on the Today Show.
Oh.
And she dropped an F-bomb, dude. They let it go through. So if they can do it, why can't we do it?
Hey, say an F-word right now. Not the one you normally say, but...
Fairy.
Oh, you went too far.
It's weird. You had one ready to go. It's so strange. Folks, tomorrow... Well, let's see. Which one do I throw out first? How about this? A rare studio appearance.
Rare.
It's not often that we're treated to such delight. A rare in studio appearance by Jeremy Wayne Clements tomorrow. Former NASCAR driver. Because they're off season now. Like, does he know that it will be a next year? Oh, that's a good tease. Is Jeremy coming back next year? To race.
He better.
I mean, I think I know the answer, but that's a fine little tease.
I just Dabo's birthday and I missed it. What? Oh, my God. Happy birthday, William Christopher Sweeney.
56?
61.
55, greatest college football coach ever. 55 years old.
Wow.
I'm going to come to your house and celebrate, Dabo.
You stalk him at the grocery store? No, you stalk Danny Ford at the grocery store.
Oh, Coach, he's good. He'll take a picture with you, too.
Well, I'm going to send you with some mini helmets. Folks, mini helmets. So, Jug is going to be here tomorrow. We'll talk about this past season. Also, he will be joining us. Yeah, you just put the thing together. Tomorrow's Thursday, so Jug going to be on Facebook fussing. Get today's podcast, text podcast to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't do it while you're driving. Standard data, text rate supply. We're on Amazon, Spotify, Google, and the Audacy.com. AUDACY. Thank you for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Ooh, acapella. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.